Hey, this is Lean. Let me get right to the point. I got this whole show that you're about to hear is a message to the human resources people that work at these major corporate labels, these major corporate entertainment companies. I am trying to get on a national and global level, not just like an independent or obscure artist. I want to use like my not only my radio shows like this, but also my rap music, and as well as my scientific research into stuff like specifically the singularity, life extension, human enhancement, as well as my interest in, as well as I'm a libertarian, and I believe in the Bill of Rights and human rights and some drug legalization and treating having not having police abuse people, all types of stuff, and I want to be able to have a platform to talk about all that. And so I have compiled a contract deal. You can go look if you are an interested company that is legitimate. I'm talking about a major label, somebody with distribution, promotion, marketing, and all this stuff. And they are all the people in the press, they already know me in music industry, and it's like I've been, it's like I have to do all this to be able to get anywhere with this, to get any result out of this, even though they already know me, which is the part that doesn't make any sense. But so I'm gonna do what I gotta do to try to get this, but I don't have it yet. I just have the money that I do have, just is not, I mean, it's just sketchy money. It's like I have money for the basic necessities, that like rent, food, some money for my parents, but not anything like a deal for real. And that's what I'm trying to get. I started in 2006. I've got all this work. So let me go into what here's how you can contact me if you want to rewind this. And it is revive2100 at yahoo.com is my email for legit for business. And then of course I have davidlean.wordpress.com with the one and the three for the I and the E, and soundcloud.com/davidlean with the same numbers, and search for Lean on iTunes. Okay, so I'm gonna get into this contract and explain this to you and break this down as much as I can before I get too tired to where I'm gonna have to restart all this all over again tomorrow. Okay, so this is all posted on davidlean.wordpress.com. One and a three for the one and the E. Okay. So I just say this is a note to this. So I'm kind of dealing with this company, but it's sort of indirect, and I haven't had any I haven't signed any paperwork yet, and that's what I'm looking for, is an official acknowledgement of this and a counter offer. Because whenever you make an offer, whether it's buying a house or even some stock trades or getting some trying to get whatever you're trying to get, the seller will, or the purchaser will say, "Well, I don't want to pay that price. Can I pay this price?" And so you have to negotiate. And so I'm looking for a media company or label slash label, management team, all the stuff that can work with me to accomplish all this stuff and make all this happen for me.
Okay. And all right. Like I said, I didn't mention this. I got it from mxlmics.com. I got a. It says you can search for USB 009. You do have to run it through a high pass filter on a DAW or a digital audio workstation, but sounds pretty good once you do that, and sounds better than just the normal stuff you get. And it's USB, so which is very important to high quality audio recording. So, all right, now let me get into this immediately. And okay, so I have had, here's my resume. I have had, financially, I have benefited indirectly from all this media work that I did that started like in 2006. So I got about 4 to 6 published podcasts on iTunes that have been up since for, you know, 7 years now. It's 2013, which is pretty good. One got pulled down for copyright. And another, I've lost a few of these links. I was just starting out. I had a few test albums with some friends, and then which led me to a semi-official first album that I still have some of the tracks on that I think are viable, maybe two to three of them for publication for to be after the mixed and mastered. But this is all early work. I mean, it's all development. And then 4 to 5 self-produced YouTube videos, then experimenting with programs like that alter beats like Fruity Loops and another. I think there's stuff that alters the that creates beats, and it was just very simple stuff. And so I just got familiar with these various, like these digital audio workstations. Finally, I had one song produced with a guy locally that the song's actually good. That could go on the album with one of my friends, and it was like first. But after that, I mean, I did everything. I had, you know, balls that I lost. I have all this work that I just lost because of life and everything that happened between from now to then and everything else. And I mean, I spread all my work all over the place and it's everywhere. But it's early work, and it's not that I'm not proud of it. It's just that I didn't, you know, it's kind of like when you just start driving a car, then you might get in a wreck or something, or you might hit somebody or whatever. So the point is, though, let me get into, so let's go now, 2012-2013. Okay, let me get into this, because I'm just gonna waste my time with all this. So I got several things here. I'm not gonna list specifically. I have so much stuff in my hard drive unreleased that I'm just not gonna release until I get this deal, and I'm not able to continue all this different kind of media work without the funding I need, the budget, initially just spending money, and then this actual deal to get all the stuff going so I can get into a real career that's gonna get me to 6 years old and then retire, and then I'll just. But I'm in my 20s now, and I'm looking for a long term career. I'm not looking, like, if I'm gonna have my likeness, my face, my image, my songs all linked together, which has never really happened. Like, people know who I am, but I don't use images of my face and all this other stuff, and having all that linked connected all to me, which it wasn't before because I needed that layer of protection, and now everything's kind of coming together. But still, the next level of that is really all this, putting my face on a t-shirt or something, all this other stuff. And if I'm going to go do all this stuff, I got to move this from the city where I'm at, and I want to go to L.A. Or, I mean, I'm going to go anywhere. I don't want to, it's not going to happen where I currently live, in the state I live. It's just, there's too much history here. So I need to go to where I want to creatively be able to operate. And I like L.A. because they have legal medicinal marijuana that I just don't want to break the law, but I'd like to have, under that law, you can have like 6 plants, mature plants, and so I can have all the marijuana I want. And there's Colorado, there's a few other states. So I like to go to a medical marijuana state. But it didn't have to be. But that's what I prefer. I looked at houses in LA. They're like $10 million a piece. So if I'm gonna get a house in LA, it's gonna have to be. But I don't waste. I mean, it's just, this is a contract. I am presenting you, the listener, and I believe that I'm being followed, and I know I'm being followed. I'm being followed on Twitter.com/mar174. Being followed by people, record label people, and all this other stuff, and as well as on my blog. And so I got. This is the only way we can have a debate, because they won't contact me directly. So I put this on my WordPress, and you can email me at revive2100@yahoo.com. So let me just explain this to you. So now I have everything I need from a starter position to work 40 hours a week and everything else, but I have some issues that I need to get fixed first before. And so it's like I'm building a relationship with sort of some people in the media, some record label type people that seem to be able to intervene on my behalf, but can't, but haven't really proven that they're going to actually sign me, but they're doing. Okay. My iPhone just went on. That's Free Talk Live. I was listening to that. I like that. Listen to it on TuneIn Radio. iPhone app. I recommend it. It's it'll make you smarter. It's just an everything. So I'm definitely into. I'm a libertarian. I'm into these ideas. I'd rather listen to Free Talk Live, or Alex Jones, or any of these other shows that have an open format. Even Michael Savage on some level, that will talk about something besides politics. Like, well, it's on the bill, and the Republicans, and they wouldn't do this, and John Boehner and Obama, is the same just junk. And it's like they're trying to communicate ideas through all this. It's like trying to filter water and make it taste good. It just doesn't. It's just like, can you just say that? I don't understand what you're talking about. And it doesn't. It's just so closed-minded. But what they're trying to do is communicate. Okay, so let me, don't get into this, but you know what I'm saying. So I'm doing everything I can. I've been told I need exercise, like be in shape, strong. So I go to the gym like 5 times a week. And in terms of the gym thing, I cannot control that. I'm on a strict diet. I'm on a low-carb Atkins diet, so I can only eat like meat, eggs, and fish and stuff like that. No carbs, like cereal, stuff like that. But I can't control the weight. And like, you look at somebody like DJ Khaled, or who I like a lot, or Fat Joe, or whoever. It's just like, I don't look like that, but I'm less than 200 pounds. But I mean, I can't. You know, this is what I have. So I need. I'm gonna keep working on this though. I might need like some juice or something. I mean, but So here's what I need. So they have started to take actions that have affected things. So I have, so now one of my medicines was added that I didn't have before, so I had an extra stimulant. But it only lasts for 2 months. So I need to add it to keep lasting for an extra second refill and keep refilling it. In addition to the other one. My parents are definitely part of this. They know about all this stuff, and but they harass me with text messages, they lie to me, they mislead me, they threaten to kick me out of my house, which I paid them for. If I don't put up with all their abuse, and they try to set me up with police, they try to they screwed up one of my purchases for my microphone that took tons of work for me. They have this doctor that they pay for, like, give me the worst drugs and just make it difficult for me to get on any kind of good prescriptions. They say that I have a drug problem for not, and then I had like a $400 budget that made my life meaningful and gave me like some funding for this operation and some have some fun and go on dates and get stuff and everything. And they took that in April of 2013, and just made up a reason. And then they still have not given it back as of 7/23/2013, July in July. And I need to get that back. I mean, immediately. That's what I need. I mean, if you're not happy, things aren't gonna go good. And you gotta. I mean, look, I understand there's some amount of struggle, but I'm tired of struggling. And this company can take actions to make this happen. Okay. I am asking now. Initially for this deal, I need a $500 budget monthly from my parents. Hundreds of orders of this company that has claimed that they can work through them and make it happen. I have to be paid. And if I can't get paid, if you can't demonstrate that you have the ability to pay and set up a way to pay me, then how could these people ever pay me with a career record deal? How can I trust them to pay me with something that's with a new house and a new car and a new place to live and a job, a real career with movie deals and all this other stuff that I'm gonna ask for it as I go forward here. But it's all laid out in this document. It's all and I spend a lot of time writing it and I'm serious about it. But I don't wanna quit. This is what I know how to do, this is like the path I'm on, but I'm not gonna I need to be, you gotta. So I'm looking to have a real email at provide100@yahoo.com. They know who I am, where I live. They have ways to get in touch with me. I just think that's most appropriate to address me formally over email and say, I read your email, I looked at your links, and here's what we're prepared to offer. And I'd like to get several emails from several companies so I can have a choice between what company that I choose. But I think it's going to happen. And my information is that it probably will. But if it doesn't, then, I got to do something else in my life. I mean, but not the way things are going. It's just this. So the key issue here is that.
Well, basically, okay, I am a human, but there's all this AI stuff going on right now, and apparently somebody's—I mean, I don't know if it's the company. This company can hack stuff and screw stuff up, but that sounded kind of cool. But that is my voice, but this is my natural voice, and sounds like a computer. I mean, we are all basically, human computers until we can figure out all this stuff with the singularity and the I mean singularity stuff is just really a I don't know, I just say if it's a smoke screen, but saying that everything's going to converge, like you go to kurzweilai.net or singularityhub.org, just Ray Kurzweil designed the first musical instruments and wrote several books, and one about I said something vulgar there and then I deleted it. But the point is, that's the how I can edit here in the studio. But the point is, though, that all this is great, wonderful. But let me the reason I'm making this show, and I keep that's part of how I talk about things and how I keep the conversation going, is I talk about whatever, wherever my consciousness goes, about whatever. Usually, I mean, I know what I'm talking about. I don't just, I'm experienced, but so we have issues, and the issue at hand, and that is very serious here, and that I'm trying to talk to these human resource people. These executives that are making decisions, these accountants are adding up all the numbers to see what they're willing to pay me and how much money I could generate for their company, for whatever company or companies that is going to be involved with this. So I'm trying to work toward a contract deal, and that is going to provide me a $5 million signing bonus, and that's post tax, with a 3%, so after tax 5 million with a 3% inflation rate with the CPI so that, you know, it didn't eat up all my money with inflation. And that's just initially, and that's not, and I'm also, what I'm talking about is a salary, and to have a salary, I'm saying that I think I can make a lot of money in Hollywood and in music, which is very similar, and in these other areas of science and technology and all this stuff, that I know that I can, I could be really a big deal if I can just get, you know, I just have to get sort of a sponsor. I have to get somebody to fund this and to provide the stage, and then I can do the work that I need to do. And it's not an act either. I have a lot of stuff to say, and I have a lot of time and experience, and I'm a rapper. I mean, it's not first and foremost, it's just, it's a mix. I'm both. So I'm a rapper and I'm a speaker, and one does not overshadow the other. And I've had pretty good numbers in terms of my music, so supposedly, but I don't, I need to get more specific about that, about what's working and what's not. Like I said, you can find my rap music on soundcloud.com/DAV1DL3AN.com, davidlean.com, with the one and three. And so it's all media to me. I create, I do YouTube videos, and I want to get into Hollywood directing, and I think I can do it. So I'm trying to get, but I got to get in somewhere. And what I have to offer is, right now I've got about 14 tracks available on my SoundCloud page that are quality. So you can download them for free. They are not the final version, because the beats I'm using, I've been told that they are going to be replaced with professional beats. When they are replaced, I need a selection of at least 20 different beats, high quality, hi-fi, and I will choose. But let me just read this document, because I'm just going over this mentally, but I just need to read you this document, and then explain it, because I wrote it, but I need to explain it to you. And I don't know how long this is going to take, but I mean, it, you know, it's going to take a while. So listen, and I'll try to explain where it's important for me to explain. So I'm trying to get this $5 million signing bonus, and that doesn't include, I mean, it can. This is all negotiable. This is just what I'm asking for. But I'm trying to, like, live the next 30 years in Los Angeles or wherever, and be for real and have a real career. But I just want to see if I can. I think it can happen. I just need to have somebody's going to give me a counter offer and say what they can do and what they can't do, and maybe they can. I mean, and we can negotiate. I've already made two albums before this. I made mixtapes and then two albums before this, but the David Lean, or Lean is really the name. I think it's good. I think it's FM quality. I think with the proper mixing and mastering, with to get the right beat in there and maybe to tweak it a little bit, make it. I think it is. I think it's quality. I think I have a shot to be. I mean, I think it's good. And maybe not every single song is going to be a single, but if one of those songs is a single, then, you know, you got your whole album sold, or you got some, some attention. And then that's an MTV video, or that's a BET video, or it's a ringtone, or whatever. Or a mixtape with other artists, or drop it, or making your own mixtapes, or whatever. But I'm more like I like P. Diddy a lot, because like I do all the production myself. I learned all this myself the hard way, without, no one really showed me how to actually just deal with, I mean, a lot of the stuff that, like, okay. I'm going to try to go through this document. I want to be able to work with, I want to initially, after getting this record deal, I want to work with professional producers that have produced multiple records. And when I hear producer, I don't know what you mean, almost, because I don't make beats. I don't make instrumentals. That's a totally different process than production. I mean, it's a different thing. I don't know if some people do that. I don't do that. But I get whatever beats, and then I put them at the exact right time over the chorus and the verse, and then I'll equalize the beat, I'll equalize the vocals, all that stuff. But it's also an extra process to create the beat, and I like to learn that also. I like to be taught that also. And it's all done with IT stuff. I want to get this deal and then work with a professional producer, with several actually that like affiliated with the label, and to teach me the stuff that they know, so that I can have a home studio just for me, and with a budget. I mean, I've asked for $200,000 to purchase all the equipment, and that's just for the home studio. Because I'm not exactly sure what the price is, but I saw varying numbers, and I mean, some of the stuff costs in the thousands of dollars. But I'm willing to negotiate about all of this. But I want to be able to do all this recording at home. I want to be able to record at 4 a.m. or whenever, and I have experience doing all this. I've experienced paying for different microphones and using them, and then having to filter them, or having to do different things. Or when I use the microphone, they all sound different. I know how to alter audio. I know how to do all the stuff. I know how to make this sound like FM radio. I am looking for a record label that's going to provide a major platform for me, and that is going to be able to sell albums or units efficiently. And I am Caucasian, white, and so I don't want to really be on Eminem's label. You know, I want to be on a label, but it has nothing to do, but you know what I'm saying, there's not that many white rappers or/ radio host or whatever. So it's like, I just want to be somewhere where I'm not going to be overshadowed by another artist, whether it's a black person, a white person, whatever. Like, where it's all about them. And I mean, I want to go somewhere where it's going to be about me. Like, and where I can have, kind of like Shady Records, where I can own the label, where I can manage it, where I can make executive decisions, where I can hire people, where I can have control creatively. Not total control, but enough control to be happy myself and to be able to make things work, because that's what I've always done. I had all my friends when I started, and I got them all together and put them on and recorded them on rap songs, and then and then use and then edit it. I mean, I've always been a producer more than anything. I don't want to. Okay, so let me start with some of the stuff I need. I need a close team of people to discuss relevant issues and get my professional needs met. I want to be able to sit in a boardroom or wherever you meet, and I would assume it's inside a building, and be able to kind of kick ideas back and forth about the direction of what we're doing, and to be able to discuss different ideas and to be able to say, hey, what if we do this, without being told that I'm just talent or something, that I don't need to be, that I don't need to. I mean, I've always been the one making decisions. It's just like, I mean, as much as I respect people that, you know, they're really good rappers and all that stuff, but they don't know anything about production, they don't know anything about IT and all this stuff, that is not me. I mean, I'm always in control of the whole thing. But, like, you can't really be in control unless you listen to everybody else, unless you have support. So that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a label / an entertainment group to be able to provide me sort of an apparatus, a team of people that are professionals and have proven track records that are not gonna, that, I mean, that want to make money, that, but I'm worth a lot of money if this goes right, if things can work out the way they need to. And I've got some songs on my album that can get on FM. And and I don't mean like FM like at 2 o'clock during the day. I mean, like, you know, at 4, 5 o'clock, 8 in the morning, whenever they play, they usually play all the good stuff at like 6 or 7 o'clock at night where I'm from, which is nowhere. And, but I want a song, you know, a song like that they play in the clubs, a song, not just club songs though. And I'm a writer. I write all the lyrics. I have a process, a very selective process, using everything I can to get the best lyrics, the best innovation. There's different ways to write. There's different software to use. There's different devices to use, and I use all that to be able to express myself creatively the best I can through lyrics, because lyrics just make the song, and the beat also does. But we've already discussed the beat. I have is that, and I'm under the impression right now is that if I, from here on out, if I just download major beats from whatever instrumental, whether past or future, that those beats are going to be replaced with new beats that we have a copyright on that sound good, and we will use those for commercial use. And that's what I've been told by my sources, and that's what I'm sticking to. So I'm going to be getting those beats, and I'd rather use those than, as much as I like soundclick.com, I get beats off there, but I mean the beats there are not as high quality as you listen to a beat that Lil Wayne uses or Eminem uses or Rick Ross or whoever. So I'm going to be using those beats, and then they can just mess with the tempo and the chorus and the verse in the right place and everything else, and then we'll replace that. So I'm just going to go through this whole thing. It's going to take me a while, and so you're just going to have to, I mean, you know, so once I get this deal, I want access to attractive women every day of the week. However this is done in the media through some escort service or whatever, and I have certain specifications. So I'm looking for, you know, the good looking girls. Not just like okay looking girls. But that's an issue. So constant girls. But that's also, I mean, I kind of got to skim through this, and I should have skimmed through this, but I'm looking to go to LA or another state like that, but they have a lot of media activity because they have legalized marijuana, and a psychiatrist has to recommend a prescription, but I need to be, so I expect and I need to be hooked up with a psychiatrist that will prescribe me marijuana and whatever like drugs I need, prescription drugs like Adderall, Xanax, Lortabs. It takes, your mind is very important to this process. I mean, I have prescriptions now, but I need better ones, and I need them every month. And I'm planning on growing some. Okay, so I got to skim because it's kind of like. You can read the document, but I'm not just looking for a record label, okay? It's that I'm looking for a platform, a company that's going to be able to sell all this stuff efficiently and is not going to, like... Did I already mint... See? Okay, I mentioned that. So I need you to know how to market, promote, and sell my radio broadcasts as well as my rap music with cross promotion will definitely be happening under my creative control. I need professional media content hosting. I'd like to have a mega website, a one-stop site, as well as all the dispersion of everything else that we have, but that uses subscriptions and on-demand paid downloads, sort of like a free / paid site under my control with input and direction from experts. Like, kind of like this is 50.com, 50 Cent, like with the chat room, with how like rap battles, with a big space for upcoming MCs and all that stuff, podcast, like with the podcast hosting and streaming, an online radio station. I need professional media content hosting. Okay, I mentioned that. I'm kind of off right now. I was writing this all day, and then I went to the gas station and got some beers, and now I'm like, it's like an LP, you know? It's like an album. It's an hour long. It's an album. So where's my $100,000? I mean, what's the big deal? Definitely a different process though than right. So it's just like, it's like freestyle talking. So I don't have this written out. I have show notes, basically. And I have a lot more interesting stuff than this. But this is the deal, and this is interesting to me. The touring, in terms of touring shows, that would be at my discretion because everything's digital. We can get a live video and audio feed that via satellite from wherever, from like a green screen or from like an enclosed room, and it wouldn't matter. And we could broadcast that all over the place and say, this is a live show. So I'm just not into it in terms of the touring and like, I mean, I wasn't raised that way because I raised myself like as a rapper, as a producer. I mean, I was in the studio and then I released it. Because I can release some all over the world, but I can only go to one venue. So it's possible, but that's not going to be part of the deal to where I have to tour and do all this stuff. Because that's not where I'm coming from. But I can do that if necessary. But I just don't feel like that's the future. I don't feel like that's what, it's not cutting edge. It's just like, I can show up somewhere, but I can show up on a satellite feed too. So I can show up on TV. But if it was like, Eminem did the Grammy thing when he did the Stan song or whatever, he could have done that in like a studio anywhere. It might not even been there. I mean, I hate to break it to you, but all that stuff can be manipulated digitally. They can just put a crowd there that was there in like 1988 or something. I mean, so don't sit here and say like I have to deal with touring stuff, because it's just like, we're not a rock band. Me and all my digital selves or something. It's like, you know, I don't need to be like murdered in like some fucked up city, you know, by a bunch of people that, like, you know, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, digitally we can do all this, but I'm not into the touring stuff as much. I looked in LA and Beverly Hills, and the only houses I saw that looked like would be decent were like $10 million. So I guess I'm going to need, if I'm thinking LA or Beverly Hills, because I got to have six marijuana plants under the law, like I can have mature, 12 immature. I mean, I don't know what that means. It's like you have 12 immature marijuana plants, but once they're mature, then you're going to jail. So, like, I don't want to go to jail. So I want everything legitimately given to me, or legally. I just want to make it all happen. It's got to happen. So, I mean, I think that the label should, whether it's a $10 million house or a $5 million house, I think it should be in California. I want it to be in California. It could be somewhere outside of California, but I think the label, the company should pay for this house, and I think it should be $10 million. But I'm willing to negotiate on the house, because the house is just one aspect of this, and the work and the future about this is everything, not just how big a house can I get. But so I put the document about the specifics about the house, but I mean, so that's up to them to decide how that's going to work. I do need a home studio in the house though, so, and I wanted to get a greenhouse, but it's just like, that could come later. I got to get going. I got to get up in this. I got to get up in this game. Games up. Multiple industries. I need them to purchase vehicles for me. Two vehicles. I won't, but that they purchase and maintenance for me. And I'm not. I mean, two vehicles that look good and make me look professional. Housekeeper to clean, because I'm a very messy person. I gotta have stuff cleaned up. Okay, but see, it's very unprofessional. I'm just saying what I really want, but it's like, you could stick me in like a cardboard box or something. I mean, as long as I have the ability to make millions of dollars, it doesn't matter. But I said everything that I needed in this document on my WordPress site. But what's really important is the business side of this. And I'll go over that. I want a guaranteed primetime placing of songs we've all gotten together and said, okay, this is the best song, or these are the two or three best songs in the album, and have them broadcast on FM, XM, radio, internet streams, our main website. I don't want to push stuff that people don't want to hear or that think is lame. I want to know the truth. And I've made songs that are lame, and I just, you know, and I try not to ever make them again. It's like, every song needs to be a hit. I think I need to focus on an album as much as releasing hit singles every time. Because who cares about an album? In the past, I would listen to albums. It was like 8, 20 songs with like, or 15 songs with like two singles on them, or one single. All for those two singles that everybody listened to, but nobody listened to the rest of the album. So why even make the rest of the album? That's my philosophy. I believe, and I know, even more so than this, that making it a quality album is very tough, especially in rap music. It's a tough market, and I know how to win in this market, because I've failed enough times to know how to make it work, and how to fix mistakes. It's got to be perfect, almost. I mean, and that's what I do. I need the ability. I need market analytics for listener response to my songs in detail. I need to have real-time web updates for sales information, profits, album sales, downloads within an hour or 24 hours, any web stats. I need to have access to real, legitimate stats from a central website that will tell me how things are going. When I'm up at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock or 12 o'clock or 3 in the morning trying to figure out how my album or mixtape or single is doing. I need to get the information so I can figure it out. I need the ability for me to personally be able to call a board meeting of people in the label. I need to have a team of people in the label that cares and that wants to make money, and that's not just, you know, there to waste time, and to be able to propose, and this is also with the radio stuff, and to propose ideas for whatever aspect of the business and be able to implement those changes under the contract without having a bunch of resistance. So if I want to go film YouTube videos of whatever, or if I want to go, if I want to stop working on a rap music and then work on just radio shows, or if I or the reverse, or whatever it is I decide to do, I need to be supported. I don't want to have to argue and be told what I'm supposed to do and what I have to do and what's good and what's not, because I know myself, because I mean, I've gotten this far with a following that I did all this myself. It's not just rap music, and it's cross promotion, and so okay, nobody does anything all themselves, but point is though that I want to be in charge. I'm gonna need sponsored event management that is gonna put me in touch with others in the industry, but not if I'm busy. Like if I'm recording or if I'm working on something else, I don't want to be pushed into going meeting with whoever artist or doing what. I mean, I can manage this myself. I don't need somebody to tell me what I need to do and what I don't. I will accept like criticism and blah blah blah, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to do something that I feel like is negative toward the overall goal of profits and branding and everything else. I'm going to need a managed invitations to TV appearances, radio, XM, ability to request, and so I'm going to need management to handle, you know, tracking down these people and saying, would you like to have him on your show, or finding out who's going to just ambush me and try to screw me over and ahead of time, just putting me in the right positions to advance this enterprise. And the ability to request whatever media personality or contact that I might want to know. So that if I say I want to meet like Paris Hilton, then they can track down Paris Hilton and say, do you want to be on his show, or do you want to be on his CD, or whatever. I mean, I need networking ability with whoever, whenever, or a politician, or a movie star, or a and there's certain people that I don't want to be around. That it's my discretion. If I feel like there's a rapper that's not that I don't like or sounds stupid, and they might think that, I mean, whatever, that I'm not going to be, I don't want to feature on their album. I mean, it's going to be pretty obvious. It's pretty obvious what I think because everything leaks anyway. So, I mean, and I'm looking and I'm trying to get features on others' albums, but feature's a feature. I can have a 3-year-old child or some little girl or a robot featured on my album. So, I mean, like, I'm not worried about this feature stuff. I can feature myself on an album from, like, 8 years ago. Or I can feature an old man from the nursing home. But I, you know, I'd like to get features, but it's like the feature thing, I mean, feature's a feature. So it's like featuring isn't gonna, you know, you can feature, I'll give you something to feature. You're gonna feature me, is what you're gonna do. When I was writing this, I spent a lot of the time going over this because I had to do the research, and it's vague. It's not perfect research. It's not. It's just stuff I look. It's just what I could look up in 20 minutes on the internet, and it might have to be perfected. But I am very, very, very interested in directing movies for Hollywood, directing/producing. I mean, and I want somebody. I want these guys to show me the ropes. To show me how to do this, how to make money doing this, and what it takes to direct a successful film when I get to Los Angeles, because that's important to be around these people, which to be able to do all this. Because if I'm in New Hampshire with Free Talk Live people, even though I like those people, I'm not gonna be anywhere near. I'm not gonna be able to ask. Michael Bay, what he learned when he was directing The Rock or whatever movies he made, or whoever. I mean, and I'm not gonna just work with like some, you know, some like independent producer that is just gonna like screw up my movies, my contract, which I'm gonna get to in a second. This is a big deal to me. Let me just explain. I'm looking for a 4-deal movie contract with the option to renew at 4 more deals and then 4 more deals and so on. I have tons of production experience, and I'm naturally like gravitate towards this and want to be able to prove myself in this arena. I want to have 4 Hollywood movies, all of them with the option to have myself starring in any of them or just be a guest appearance. Probably if I star in any of them, it'll be 1 movie, maybe 2, I don't know, but I want the freedom to be able to decide. I want the trust to be able to creatively decide. All the topics, things that are, it's not going to be, I'm a very diverse, like in terms of what I'm interested in, it could be a romantic comedy or a sci-fi, or especially a sci-fi. I'm very interested in doing that. Like a groundbreaking, like a Blade Runner or a, what's that movie with Mick Jagger and Emilio Estevez with Jack, Total Recall. I mean, Sixth Day, like stuff like that. That's gonna be real big. I considered maybe doing like a show, a movie like based on my life, like Eminem did his, and I'm just not gonna be that, and I don't want to be that. I like, I'm divert. I'm more like, I'm not gonna be just defining myself as a rapper, and this is what happened, and then I did all this stuff because that's good for him, but like, that's just not my story, so I can't say that, and I don't want to be fake about it. It's like, I'm not into all that. I'm just trying to create. It might be like, and I'm gonna, okay. So let me, there are going to be all of these, and none of them, one of them might have me in it as a guest host, and that's all, or a starring role, whatever. I just want the freedom to decide, because when I look at everything, when I start learning about all this, then I'll know, and I'll make the right decision, and I'll make money. I can generate profits for these studios. I can produce movies or direct movies that are going to be blockbusters. I mean, I've read scripts. I can write scripts. I can look at all the different scripts and alter them and work with a script writer. I can write my own script. I have script writing software. I've done that. I've worked on scripts, okay? I worked on a, I think it was like a, I don't want to say. It's just something I scrapped. But I worked on some stuff. And I wrote something so controversial that I had to delete it, basically, because I was afraid the government might try to kill me with a drone or something. The point is, though, that I can make movies if I am given blockbusters, if I'm given the proper training. I need the training, so I'm asking, I need the hookup with directors and whoever else in the staff, and just being able to get on movie sets and walk around and learn everything they know from people that are not. I like David Fincher, that directed Fight Club, one of my favorite movies, if that's even the guy's name. I just don't know how it works. But comedies, I like to maybe make a comedy, everything else. But I need to have interaction with these people so that I can, movies like Iron Man series, I need to have interaction with the people, the actors, very important in this. Here's what I'm saying. I choose the directors based on the opening gross of the director, producer, opening gross over $30 million first weekend. So they got to have over $30 million first weekend, because I looked at all these movies, and most of them in the past 10 years, and that's, they're still working, is over $30 million. I don't want to work with any directors besides that. And what it is I'll have 6 movies that I will work on at random times, just whenever I want, but as a part of the deal with selected situations, and I will work with them. And if they don't want to work with me, it doesn't count. I just like, forget it. I mean, this isn't going to work out, somebody else. But I need that promise that I'm going to have that support, that if it doesn't work out, they're going to say, why aren't you working with them? Can we find something else? But like, I want to work on the major movies, but there might be some smaller ones also. But I want to learn what they know, and I want to learn the IT stuff too. And that's very important, so that I can sit there and edit video and everything else, like, not just from where with the stuff I have now, but with professional, like, Hollywood equipment, and so I can understand the casting process and the everything about cameras and lighting and everything else. Not that I understand a lot more than you would think I might, though. Okay, so on the three movies, so I will help with six movies basically as like an intern, like a paid intern with all this other stuff I'm doing. At any time I want to learn whatever I want, and I need cooperation and like some sort of pressure on these directors not to just, you know, tell me to get lost or something. Some sort of relationship where they're gonna understand that it's important that I learn that, and if I don't, then it's like, you know, you don't want to. It's like, don't. So I guess I'll try to find that out as I go on. But six of these movies, and they can be at any time. And this is a 10-year deal that I'm asking for. But I want the guarantee that I'm going to be trained. And if I don't get the guarantee, I can ask, but I might not get anything. So it's part of the legal agreement. But at any time, once I learn enough, once I feel like I got a handle on it, that I understand it, then I'm going to start, and then I have three movies that I'm going to film myself as a director with the help of a full support team. I looked at the budget for Iron Man 3. It was like $200 million. So I go into that later, but I'm going to need an adequate budget so I can film the movies and a staff. So the budget pays for the staff. It would be that. So you basically, well, I said three movies, I meant four. Three or four. This is all negotiable, but a chance to make some movies and a chance to be trained properly. And I'm asking for the minimum of three or at least four, and then with an option to renew the contract after the fourth movie. For the first movie, I will be paid $10 million after taxes. Second movie, I will be paid $13 million after taxes. Third movie, I will be paid $15 million after taxes as a prior agreement. And this is assuming this is in the next 5 years, which it just needs to... I just wish it become a little more obvious that this is going to happen. But I think it will. And that... But that could not exceed, because you have DVD, on demand, Redbox. So these numbers are a little sketchy to me. So I might have to see an accountant add all this up. But that's just the sort of the numbers I'm going to give you as a ballpark figure. And I mean, honestly, I'm going to have an accountant or a lawyer look at everything. But this is what I'm getting you, what I got off the internet. But, you know, how accurate is that? I don't know. But this is what I'm telling you. And it's based on this until I change it. I will cast or manage the casting of all starring actors except myself, if I am in it, for extras for all three movies that I will direct, with the training, and now I've got the training from the first six movies from everyone as needed. The budget for the first movie will be $200 million, $200 million or less, but I have the option of using the full $200. Budget for second movie will be $225 million because inflation raises everything and the value. If I have a first successful movie, I mean, it's my second movie, it's going to be worth more. And we can lower that amount. It can be negotiated. But obviously, I want a real budget for a real movie that is going to make real money. The budget for the third movie will be $250 million, increasing plus $25 million at pace with inflation and success through the years for the renewing contract for the next four. So that's negotiable. If you want to give me a $30 million budget for a movie and have me do an independent movie, then I will. But I want to make movies, and I want to make real movies. I don't want to make YouTube videos. I want to be able to cast, Colin Farrell and Scarlett Johansson and Robert Downey Jr. and whoever into these movies, and to be able to pay them so that they will be in these movies. And to pay the script writers that can write a decent script, and to pay everyone I need to pay, and the supporting actors to be able to make this happen, not some junk. So, I mean, but however, it's just like, you know, I this is what I'm trying to do. But maybe, it's, you know, if I can start out small, the first movie, but I can prove myself if I am given a chance and an adequate, a fair chance. So whatever this budget is for these movies, at least, you know, it's got to escalate, and it's got to be, I mean, we can base it on sales. I don't have any problem. I want basing it on profits, because that's the reason to make it, as well as for creativity. But, you know, you want people to go watch it and say, wow, this is a great movie. Not like, why did I waste my money on this? And I want it to be in like 3,000 theaters or however many theaters. I don't want it to be in like 10 select theaters or some junk. I mean, you know, but but that's gotta happen as part of this, because I can do this, and I'm gonna prove it. Okay, now let me get to the rap music. The first album, Lean, which is me, untitled so far. It's already published as 14 songs. This is part of what this deal is based on, as well as my stuff on iTunes. But the stuff that you're hearing, and then there's hours and hours and hours and hours of CDs and podcasts and blogs and everything else that leads up to this that I'm not using as my portfolio, because it was before I had sort of like mastered my technique, but is there, and insiders know it. And so it's just okay, some of this, in terms of the album that is almost complete, it will need to be, but I'm just going to keep adding tracks. But it's like, you know, I'm waiting on this deal, I'm waiting on things to change, because things are terrible. And I just, like, you know, I gotta get this deal long term, or I'm gonna have to do something else. But I think it'll work out. It needs to be mixed and mastered, and I need training on production, alteration, and capabilities. Like, if I give them a recording of whatever quality, I need to see what software they use and how they alter it to make it sound better. Stuff that I don't currently have. I have a digital audio workstation, but I don't have the stuff the major Hollywood music guys have, and I wanna know how to work that software, how to do what they do without, you know, being told, oh, you know, I think I can figure it out. I need to have these sound quality specifications met, and I can re-record whatever verses, choruses, etc., that need to be re-recorded. So the album's ready, but from the label's perspective, I'm willing to redo certain parts of it and to alter and rewrite even certain lyrics to make things sound FM ready, because that's what we're going for. The beats on those tracks are for demo only. I think I mentioned that, but I've been told they're going to be replaced with major professional beats that are going to match the tempo, the hook, the verses, everything else. It's going to perfectly match it in a workstation that will, and based on a computer algorithm or something that's going to make it. Sound even better and make it, because, you know, these beats are similar to lo-fi and they're not major producers and stuff like that. 20 different beats for each one. I'm not going to choose from like 10 different beats or 5 different beats. I want a variation of what I can choose and so I can get it to be successful. And what I've asked for is, and once I release a final version of the song, after I've altered it to whatever specifications, that's it. I'm not messing with it, and I'm not going to spend my whole life on altering one song. I'm going to make it sound as good as possible, whether it takes one day or a week, but I'm not going to railroad my whole career by, being manipulated and told I gotta make something perfect, because nothing is perfect, but you can make it good enough to be a hit single. After being paid the signing bonus, defined legally in the language, we're going to define the legal language is, once I get the signing bonus and the deal, which is basically the deal, it's going to allow me to start moving towards building this career and establishing this career. Is the signing bonus is $5 million after taxes, post-tax, so that even after I'm taxed, I still have $5 million in the bank, so it might be $7 million or whatever it is under California law. All of this is post-tax. I mean, the vehicles, two vehicles equaling or less than $500,000. So whatever Lamborghini, Ferrari, whatever I want to get up to $500,000, I'm going to get, and they're also going to pay to service, to maintenance that vehicle. And I think replace it if it needs to be, but you know, it's part of the label. I mean, I don't want to spend my signing bonus on purchasing all the stuff I need. I want it to be able to use freely for the stuff I need. So, but all this is negotiable. So, it's just what I think. It's like a business vehicle, is what I look at it as. And I'm very responsible with vehicles, just like the house. I have said, I looked at all the houses in Beverly Hills and LA. $10 million looks fair to me. In that environment, if they can only provide less, then that's okay too. And they might not. I mean, I'm just looking for something fair. I'm looking for something long term that's gonna respect me and elevate me as much as possible. If you understand what I'm saying. So if I live in like a one-room apartment in LA with my deal, it might not look, you know, very legitimate. So, but, you know, I'm willing to negotiate. I'm looking for LA because it's got the marijuana stuff. It's a very high cost of living. But I need the marijuana card. It's part of the deal. It's just... I just, you know, I want to, you know, it's like, I can live and be on the same level as people like Lil Wayne and Eminem and Rick Ross and all those people. I really can if I'm given to put me on the level I need to be on. I can be there and stay there and doing things that they can't even touch. $2 million. Okay, I don't know. The final version of the album will be completed in less than 6 months after being given the house and the initial bonus or whatever. So once the signing bonus is, we're gonna remaster the album and clean it up and make it ready. And it's gonna be less than 6 months under the contract, and it'll probably take about a month, honestly. But you know, I say so after the first album. So we got that album out there. Hopefully it's on FM. Hopefully it's on MTV and BET, stuff like that. But after that, this album/radio/movie deal should be specific. It's got to be legally flexible, allowing me creative control over the direction of my career and based on my feelings about what's going on, as well as the sales. It's not that I lost my place in here. If you know, it's like, if it works out, the first album is successful, if the single is getting played, if the album is getting bought, if I got a positive buzz, then I'll continue and I'll immediately make another album. Okay, and that's what I think is going to happen. I think I can at least get 1 to 2 singles on air as popular. And, you know, I want to get them on the Billboard charts or whatever charts, FM radio, XM radio, all that. I want to get them heard, and I want to get people to listen to them, and I can do that. And I know how to make music that people want to hear, that is not corny or stupid, that is right up there with the rest of them. And so if it meets certain goals, and I can't like specify exactly what I'm saying, but, and I think it will, and if it doesn't, then I'll keep trying. It's just, that's what I'm looking to see to keep going with the albums. Because there's other directions I could go in. But I think it will be successful. Or it could be kind of successful. It's just, there are a lot of different directions I could go with the music and everything else. But I'm going to make it work, and I'm going to make it sell and popular. And so I need to be provided with a library of 2,000 high-quality instrumentals from producers of my choice. Then from that selection, I will begin working on new music. So from all these producers that you got, this label, I will be able to select from all those and then choose the beat. Because there's a lot of bad beats, and there's a lot of beats that don't sound right, that don't match my style, that I want to match it up with what I say and how it sounds to make it sound like a hit. And so whether these will be mixtapes or traditional, like on iTunes or wherever, at Walmart, how these will be sold, I don't know, because I don't fully understand all that. So I'm going to have to get some education in that. And how you make money off a mixtape on like datpiff.com or whatever live mixtape touring or whatever mixtape. How do you make money off that? But however, we got to do it however it's going to make money, not however it's always been done. But I'm willing to negotiate on this and how this happens. But I prefer to release one single at a time and try to make everyone a hit. But I will compile stuff in albums, but that's my philosophy. And how this 10-year movie deal, I'll still be under that at that time. So I'm going to be, I will be able to, I will be able to move from doing the music to then one day working on the movie and everything else, and I can make it work, but I need creative freedom and maybe some learning experience, maybe some networking and studying to figure out how to make all this work. But I can have an assistant director, and I'll just tell him what to do, and then I'll be there 3 days a week. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to do all this. There's a lot of different, you know, I don't have to abandon everything I'm doing just to direct one of these movies. But I can make it a block, I can make it successful. It's just, you know, it's just some learning curve. So markers for success for me in terms of the music would be, you know, one song receiving frequent FM and XM play, certain numbers of units being sold to match pricing goals, MTV and TRL, MTV TRL and BET 106 and Park video play. Like, obviously, I mean, I want to see results from the stuff that I'm making just as much as I do with the broadcast. I want to see numbers about the stuff that I'm saying and how people are reacting. So, not just so that I'm just going to change whatever I say, but so I understand, so I can better understand what, how people think and what am I doing wrong, really? And what am I doing right? At that point, once this second album is completed, if it meets those goals, and but if it does, I mean, you know, it's like, I'm just saying, there's a lot of different ways you can go with this, but I think the album will be successful. I think I've got enough album stuff before that's going to be successful. But I never really got a fair chance to be able to really market or put my stuff on, out there to be able to be judged. So I don't really have an idea of where I'm at. But also, if that second album fails, but if the albums continue to be successful, then I will continue making them. But if they start becoming losers and start not making money and making me look stupid, then I won't make them. But part of this whole deal is that I have a salary underneath all this that's going to pay me consistently, whatever it is that you guys come up with, because I gave a number. But I'd like I need a solid number, a salary, you know, that's going to pay me every year. But I'm going to work, or I know that things are not going to be good, but no matter how it happens, but I need a salary that's going to pay my expenses, and I'm just going to do whatever it is I want to do, basically. I don't want to be told I got to make so many albums or I got to make so many shows. It's a mix, you know? And I can do this responsibly, but it's like, I don't need to be, it's like a little kid. It's like, all right, you got to make a 1 hour show now. And maybe I wanted to make a 3 hour show, or maybe I wanted to make a song, or maybe I didn't like how, I mean, you know, and there's all types of media stuff. So I want to just be paid a base salary of something. I asked for $10 million a year, and I'm gonna need a contract that can be altered with my success and everything else. But I'm gonna need to be paid and be allowed to have creative freedom and control, because I'm not gonna create something if it doesn't sound right. If it's not, you know, I'm not gonna be, I mean, this has gotta, it's gotta work. But some of the stuff I got that we can talk about in terms of media, I got rap music, libertarian activism and focus, cultural, which I'm a libertarian, so cultural issues and commentary, any type of social issue, movie commentaries about new movies, working on this 4-movie deal and pre-training with the 6 movies to sorry about that noise in the background, intense discussion and exploration of singularity and Kurzweil research and applications pertaining to the establishment of life extension of a life extension corporation and raising money for it, working very big deal as time goes on, working as a producer for other rap artists. Like I said, I need to be I'd like to be trained in some of this stuff I don't know by people that know it, and they just like don't want to tell me. And it's just like it's been. It's like, you know, I want to know what Dr. Dre knows, but I know a lot of what he knows. I don't know how to make instrumentals though, but I know how everything else. And of course, networking, social, and public events. I mean, I gotta make appearances. I gotta meet people. I gotta be photographed and videotaped and everything else at a club or a bar or whatever. Since I will have a post tax. I'm asking for a post tax salary starting at $10 million a year. Yeah. So what? $10 million a year. I looked at the rest of other salaries on the internet, and it doesn't seem unreasonable. It seems fair. Maybe that could start like 5 years after I start. You know, 5 years with $1 million a year, because it costs a lot of money to live in LA or wherever. It's just the cost of living is very high. It really is. So starting at $10 million a year, it's all negotiable, but it's all on paper, and this is what it's on paper is what I'm asking for. And rising from there, I will be in the best place creatively to have, when I'm provided, including now when I ask for my $500 budget, as well as the medication change that they did provide, if I'm in my best place medically, creatively, mentally, stuff like that. I don't have any girls around. I don't have my friends around. I don't have money to get stuff like that. But when I do, I'm in the best place creatively, and I can do the most. I can create the most, and I'm inspired. I'm not inspired when I'm being extorted and when I'm being manipulated and when I'm being taken advantage of. And I'm somewhere in between all that now, and so I'm, you know, it's things. Things are either going upwards or they're going downwards. And then there's not going to be anything, and there'll be something else for me. But where things are now are unacceptable. Regarding studio time, I prefer to work in the morning hours from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is negotiable, though, but mornings are good for me, and sometimes are not good for production recording, and I'm not going to record at the studio or whatever that when I'm not feeling it, so to speak. And all this can get improved and be the best thing when I can get trained like I asked by these producers at my house with this home studio, so that I can learn the techniques I need to make like FM, XM, DVD quality songs like I do now mostly, but with no problem with the beat or with the vocals or with anything, all at home. And that's how I'm making this recording now, and almost everything else I have, except for one song that didn't sound much better than the stuff I made. This is very critical. I need signatures that I will be provided a budget of $200,000 for home studio equipment, all negotiable though, but a large budget that will belong to me and can go wherever I go, and that I own even after my contracts with the label are complete, which is, in my mind, I think it should be in 30 years, because I just look at it as like, I can rap, but like if they think I'm too old to rap or something, I'm going to be also doing a bunch of other stuff, like radio and video and everything else. But it's, you know, it's up. It's up to whoever hires me, and I'm willing to negotiate and discuss all this. But I'm only 24 now, so I don't. Well, actually 23, but 23 now, so I don't think that it's. I don't think it's that much of an issue, and I have pretty good genetics. But you know, whatever. So I want that $200,000 budget for all this equipment, and this includes computer equipment, studio mixing boards, any modifications that need to be made to the physical structure, making the room soundproof, and I want a budget of $200,000 to purchase all this stuff. And I will own it even after the contract is complete, everything. But I want a big budget to get all the stuff I need. In addition to existing already stated contracts, I must be paid a yearly salary, and this is what's really important to me. A yearly salary, no matter what, regardless of contract disputes or other work performed in any legal question, U.S. dollar equivalent of $10 million a year post-tax. Now, that doesn't have to necessarily be the first 5 years or 3 years or whatever, but that's what I want. $10 million a year, and that's after tax, so total of $10 million in my pocket. At a yearly inflation rate of 4%, and that'd be for 5 years. Then the salary is $45 million post-tax, because the inflation rate keeps going up. Money is worth less and less. Next, the salary is worth $45 million post-tax for 10 years with 8%. This is for a life career, though. Understand that. Next, the salary is $45 million, and you're living in one of the most expensive, wealthiest town where you have to pay property tax, and everything is overpriced. You have to keep up with other media people to be able to go to the same clubs and bars and everything. I mean, so next salary is 45 for 10 years. Next salary is $45 million post-tax for 10 years with 8% inflation rate. Next salary, and as time continues, I will continue expanding media pursuits as well as then I will start getting into, as I age and as I work, discussing science initiatives and charities, possible proposals to form corporations having to do with life extension technology and human enhancement, which is a big deal to me, and that's definitely on my agenda. That is something that that's entertaining as well as something that I genuinely care about. And that I, you know, if you do the research, you can figure out what might exist, and what the potential is for humanity, and how we can extend our lives instead of just going to a nursing home. And I don't mean like something boring. I mean like with computers and genetic engineering and stuff like that. And I did mention that I need a retirement package that I just say we're going to keep on the down low in terms of the specifics about that. But all these financial and legal conditions, all this stuff, all the conditions, all the terms immediately go into effect when the signing bonus is delivered. So when they give me the $5 million check, because the $5 million isn't a lot to live under these circumstances, but if they pay for the house and if they pay for the cars, then that's a good deal. In LA, in this environment where everything is expensive and you can't afford anything. So, you know, I got a house, I got a car, and I got $5 million, and then it renews later. But it would all this is it, you keep I'm keep giving opportunities to make money. So I have a base salary, but I continue to receive opportunities. I have a contract for the Hollywood movies, you know, for 10 million and 15 and all that. And all, I mean, all this can be modified to whatever this company feels is going to work for my career and for the overall profit, the overall inertia of my deal. How is that going to work? But more money is more motivating, and getting ripped off and being stingy, somebody being stingy with you, doesn't usually produce the best creative work. And that's my experience now. Like, and that's my message now, is that, you know, I need to be given what I'm asking for now, like especially the just the 500 a month to pay for my expenses, so that I can deliver on quality, on purchasing things that will help software, that apps, tech microphones that are going to help me be able to deliver this mess, purchasing blogs, adding a space upgrade to my WordPress to add media. I mean, all this stuff that to help me to help me be able to do my job. Finally, I did mention negotiable prices, but after beyond the salary that is paid regardless, there's $80,000, because I want something, a sure thing, so I know no matter what, I'll be getting paid, and I will work because that's what I do, and this is what I like to do. $80,000 per 18 song album, US, and I'd like the US dollar cash within 3 hours of delivery. So they can just bring me a briefcase of cash after, from 3 hours after I upload the songs. $5,000 per song, US dollars cash within $3, 3 hours of delivery. So 5,000 a song. Quality. It's just, you know, because I want the cash, so I'll have it immediately. It's just that will be the reward. Any various audio broadcast, 1 hour, $2,500. 2 hours, $5,000. 3 hours, $7,500. All US cash within 3 hours of delivery. So I want to establish, I want to have a reward. So if I make a 3 hour broadcast like I did recently, I'll have a $7,500 briefcase full of money. And that's how I think it's got to be. All public appearances will be voluntary and at my discretion. However, I must attend at least a 80 year. Usually with audio visual stuff recorded at it. So if I go to some public event, then I'm expecting whoever that works for me to film it so we can put it on the website. Finally, this contract is negotiable. However, I'm looking for a 30-year deal since I'll be taking a risk using my likeness connected, taking a risk using my with my media. And I'll need to move from my conditions to make this happen how it needs to be. And I believe I have the potential to make real profits and cause debate, entertain, enlighten, inspire. I've run my own business before, blah, blah, blah. I know how to do this. I'm willing to talk and negotiate. I want to hear back from you. I want to hear back from decision makers, from executives in real labels and real entertainment companies. And I've all if it's gonna happen, it needs to happen now. And I don't have finances or networking or anything else to continue until I get some help from a legitimate outside powerful source that is gonna be able to get me moving and to get me to establish me the way I need to be established, right? I'm just gonna have to do something else, although I don't want to. Okay, so if you'd like to email me and you are a label specifically, I mean, and you want to offer me a career, or you want to give me an offer about the deal, a counter offer based on what you can afford or what you're willing to pay or whatever, then email me at revive2100@yahoo.com. It's revive2100@yahoo.com. As well, anyone, real companies interested in working with me for free, like you're going to pay me, not the other way around, then email me. I guess if there's a management company or something, then email me. If there's or whatever, but I don't have any money. You need to pay me. DavidLean.wordpress.com, DAV1DL3AN.wordpress.com, and this has the whole text on there, so you can cut and paste it. The next one is SoundCloud.com/DAV1DL3AN. You can download all the songs, 14 tracks that do need to be mixed and mastered by a professional studio, and maybe you have the beat switched and everything else. And then the last link is, honestly, I put it on my iTunes at twitter.com/mar1. MARWON74. You just search for Lean. The image is a fedora, red fedora thing, and it says Lean. But you can listen to all my if you can't find that, the host for that site, which is the same thing, is timmichaels.podomatic.com, and you can download those. All downloadable MP3s. Thank you for listening, and I really hope to hear from from a company or companies that can offer me some real legitimate opportunities, a real offer, very soon. Thank you.